And if you do send some music in, it might end up on this brand new feature.
Oh, we are Watch With Mothers on Neptune's podcast thing. We're reviewing songs for you, the songs that you do sing. We sent them in to Neptune to see if they'll get on this bit. And now we've heard a listen, we can confirm they're a pile of shit.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Watch With Mothers podcast number... what number is it?
I think it's number 36. Hello.
Number 36, hello. And today, what are we doing today?
Are we doing Terry Wogan today?
Oh, shit, we're meant to be doing music. It's Friday.
Oh, shit, right, no, sorry about that. So you don't want to know Sir Michael Terence Wogan, KBE, born 3rd of August 1938?
No, we're doing music. Don't remember, Nick Tan asked us to do some music.
On the off of the internet, Nick Tan. Hello!
Hello. He sent us those songs. Did you listen to them?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So you're telling me all of the six pages of research I've got on Terry Wogan, we're not doing that, are we?
We'll just use that next week.
I've written a speech.
Forget the speech.
Ah. Yeah, right, fuck it. Right, all right, well, yeah, I've listened to this lot. Did you listen to them?
I did, starting with Vega Ascension.
Right.
And Lift Off.
Lift Off to Infinity.
Is that what it was called?
I think it was, yeah. Lift Off to Infinity. I think, are they Russian?
I believe they're Russian, even though they sound German to my ears.
Right. Have you got any notes?
Got a few notes. You?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Shall I say what I've written?
Yeah, go for it.
I am in 1992. I am making shapes in a field after consuming a Mitsubishi and half a 007. There you go.
Is that your note?
I also did... I was expecting robot voice people to turn up, but they didn't. And I could imagine this as being the opening music to a 1980s cop show.
Very strange, because I've put... This is like a sort of Russian craft work. Yeah. And any second now, I expect the vocal line to come in going, Brother Louie, 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 do 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 be do be do be. You know that song?
No.
And I also think it sounded like, it just made me think I was playing Tetris. Really.
Well, I thought I was expecting somebody to go and go, Earth, 1975, Earth, don't destroy the Earth, boogie people. You know what I mean? Some kind of robot sort of malarkey.
Yeah, but that didn't happen, did it? It just sort of went on for 4 minutes.
Four long minutes.
So you didn't like it then?
I thought it was all right. I mean, I did write in big capital letters, Lift Off! And nice orchestra bits.
Well, I think if I was in the Soviet Republic in the 90s, and I wanted to go to a club, that's the kind of music I'd want to hear whilst quaffing vodka.
Yeah, and if you'd had a couple of ecstasy tablets and you wanted to make some strange shapes, which were mainly boxes with your hands.
Sort of L-shapes, T-shapes, like Tetris shapes.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Maybe going down into a trough with the music. Like that.
Hasn't that already been done, though? There was a Tetris remix that went to number one in the 90s.
I think it was, yeah. There was some fellow... wasn't it some bloke in a baseball cap and shades behind the thing? Looking like that bloke out of the Pet Shop Boys. Not that one, the other one.
I think the lyrics went, Tetris, 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 Tetris.
Da 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 da. Do the Tetris thing. Da 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 da. Say Tetris over this.
Yeah, it comes in after you've finished that melody.
So right, all right, well, hold on. You ready?
Yes.
Da 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 da. Is that it?
Tetris. Oh, you fucked. Jang jang a jang a jang a jang jang a jang a jang a. Come and play, everything is a-okay. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. We are talking about Hamilton's song, and I too have made a Sesame Street reference in my notes. I've written Sesame Street music, jaunty American gubbins.
I have written that it sounds like the Magnetic Fields. Have you heard of them, an indie band?
No, no, of course I've not heard of those. I don't know anything there is. I don't know anything about music at all.
Well, you're obviously a good candidate for this job.
I am, thank you.
So, yeah, it sounds like the Magnetic Fields, and I've written Sesame Street, Ernie off of Bert and Ernie.
Bernie off of Bert and Bernie?
Bert, no, Ernie, Bert, Ernie, Bertie, Ernie, hang on. I can't read my handwriting.
Bernard Ernard.
Well, it's that one who's not got a long face.
That's Bernard Ernard.
That one.
Yeah, Bernard Ernard. The other one's Ernard Bernard.
Well, it sounds like him anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit... I mean, no offence to Hamilton, if he's listening, but I did think it sounded a bit like something you'd hear on Sesame Street or something that the Wiggles would do. You know the Wiggles?
The Wiggles, are they the Australian children's entertainers?
They are indeed, yeah, the ones with the polo necks.
The polo necks, and they wear slacks, and they're all middle-aged men, and they dance near children.
Hang around small children.
Not that we're saying Hamilton does any of that stuff.
No, 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 God, no, no. But, no, I thought that's... It reminded me a bit like that. It was like... I don't know... obviously, Nick's got quite a lot of American listeners, I assume. But over here, we used to have a show called Rainbow, didn't we?
Oh, we did. I'll paint the whole world with your rainbow.
Not with your rainbow. That sounds dirty.
Why? That's well, can't you know,
paint the whole world with your rainbow, i.e. your cock.
Do you call your cock your rainbow?
No, but what comes out of your cock if you've had a curry or what have you? Not curry, you know what I mean? If you've had LSD. Paint the whole world with your psychotropic cock. What was so that? What was my point?
Totally forgot.
Well, anyway, I think that's that, isn't it?
Well, no, I want to get to the bottom of this. Hamilton, is that just his surname, or has he got a first name?
I imagine his first name is either Bernie or Ernard.
Enid?
Or...
No, now you mention it, it must be Bernie.
You nod?
Bernie Hamilton. Hamilton, call yourself Bernie Hamilton, it'll make you more approachable.
Yeah, if you call yourself Bernie Hamilton and maybe do some songs for grown-ups.
Well... There are some very infantile grown-ups. Looking at you.
I'm not a very infantile grown-up. I know loads of stuff about loads of adult things.
Well, porn is not necessarily mature, is it?
Well, the kind of porn I watch is.
So, the Funky Poets.
Funky, funky, funky. They were funky, weren't they?
Bit too funky for my liking.
Yeah, they were. If you like the music of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, thrown together with those people who sung about Scooby-Doo, but in a cool way, they advertised the bridge, I think.
Who?
Do you know, there's a lazy-looking bastard. I'm hanging around with Scooby-Doo. That one.
No, you're going to have to... Who's that, then?
I'm hanging around. There's Scooby-Doo. I'm feeding him Scooby-Doo biscuits. Scooby snacks. That's what the missus has just said, that. That lot. They advertised the bridge.
The fun-loving criminals.
They advertised the bridge.
The fun-loving criminals.
That's them.
I'm hanging around with Scooby-Doo.
Feeding him Scooby biscuits.
Well, it sounded more like Level 42 played at 45 RPM to me.
Well, I thought it sounded like Red Hot Chili Peppers crossed with Fun with Criminals.
Smeared in poo.
Smeared in... No, being fed biscuits. What? So, you weren't a great fan of this, then?
It sounded like Frank Zappa, who I'm a massive fan of, but it sounded
I don't like him.
It sounded like him in the 80s when he went a bit sort of, 80s.
Well, they all did that, though, didn't they? David Bowie went a bit 80s. You remember, he was all Tin Machine. That was shit.
Paul McCartney also went a bit 80s in the 80s.
Yeah, but his 80s was quite a good 80s.
Well, I suppose it was the 80s.
And a honk-honk girl is mine.
That is a good song. Funky Poets could take a leaf out of Macklin and Michael's book there, I think.
I think they should, yeah. I mean, if you're listening, Funky Poets, I think you should throw away all this Red Hot Pepper, Fun With Criminals, Haircut 100 business, and instead listen to The Doggone Girl Is Mine by Michael Jackson, sadly deceased, and Paul McCartney, who's got very brown hair all of a sudden, and do songs like that in the future. What do you think?
Essentially what we're saying is, don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
Boo, boo, the girl is mine.
Anything else to add?
No.
Really nothing. We've still got a couple of minutes on this.
Oh, have we? Well, the only other thing I've written down here is, what was that thing they kept saying about England?
Something about William Shakespeare, wasn't it? William Shakespeare!
William Shakespeare comes off of England, so do other things, such as brown sauce, pork pies, what else?
The Dictionary.
The Dictionary by Samuel Jackson. Johnson.
So, sandwiches?
Sandwiches. Yeah, we invented sandwiches. We invented the Wellington boot. Well, anyway, is that in the Funky Poets song, is it?
I think that's how it went, isn't it? Hello, William Shakespeare. You got your sandwiches, you got your Wellingtons. Winnie the Pooh, doopy-dooby-doo.
Brown sauce.
Pork pies.
Pork pies. Well, there you go.
Well, I think we've given some sage advice there to the Funky Poets.
Yeah, be more like Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Not separately, together. The daydream smokers, the mushman talkers, and they lounge around and read. Old Funky Poets, they cross their legs and they reek of sophistication. They finger paint off costly canvas, but they get the jitters when they get home.
And thanks to Swine's Head and Napoleon for what I hope will become a regular feature. Catch up with Watch With Mothers at watchwithmothers.net or click on the badge on the blog.